It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Taylor Swift is opening up about her feud with Kim Kardashian, resolving her issues with Katy Perry, and more in the latest issue of Vogue magazine. Taylor Swift that making music kept her sane during her most recent feud with Kanye West. Taylor said the leaked video led to millions of people shaming her and calling her a snake. She said she suffered mentally from the incident and the only way to get her life back on track was to make music about what happened. That was after, you know, Kim Kardashian leaked the video of Taylor Swift, like, giving Kanye the okay about his song. And then when the song came out, she acted all upset about it. Swift says that after Kim Kardashian compared her to a snake, and she felt isolated. Swift said a mass public shaming with millions of people saying you are quote unquote canceled is a very isolating experience. I don't think there are that many people who can actually understand what it's like to have millions of people hate you very loudly. When you say someone is canceled, it's not a TV show. It's a human being. You're sending mass amounts of messages to this person to either shut up, disappear, or it could also be perceived as kill yourself.
One thing, yeah, and I agree with that. One thing I think that Kim Kardashian was very smart in, if I ever went after somebody, you got to make sure there's an emoji if you're describing that person. Like a snake, there's an emoji for that.
Oh, you think it's like genius what she did?
I think thinking of a snake, yes. You can't be like, you are a... Well, wait, is there a turtle emoji? I'm trying to think.
A humpback whale.
Yeah.
There's no humpback whale.
If there's no humpback whale emoji, you lose a lot of your power.
Right, I get that.
You can't drop that humpback whale
emoji.
It's like
branding. You're saying from a branding perspective.
Yeah, you got to give Kim K credit for the attack right there.
Leslie Jones from SNL was on Jimmy Kimmel last night and talked about how her parents reacted when she told them she wasn't going to go into comedy.
I do not have that audio clip.
Okay, well, basically... her dad was like, what? Like, you're not even funny. You've never made me laugh once. No, you're finishing your degree. And it was really funny, but she like laughed about it. And she said, yeah. And Kimmel was like, well, that must have been hard. And she's like, not really. I just didn't really care what he said. Like, I don't really care about
I would have a hard
opinion.
Time. Like, if my friends or family are like, Joe, you're not that funny. Like, bro, like, just as a friend. That would be like, oh, my God. Because you think your own people, your own camp, your own team would, like, maybe even lie to you saying you're good.
Yeah, I think, like, she meant it as in, like, he was, like, trying to protect her more so. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, she's doing good, though. So good thing for her for doing her thing.
Shawn Mendes just celebrated his 21st birthday. And when he was asked what he wished for, he said that all he wanted was to take a peaceful stroll in the streets with his new girlfriend, Camila Cabello. The two were spotted leaving a restaurant and then proceeded to walk the streets of New York City undisturbed.
How are you celebrating?
Man, I have one request for my birthday.
What's up? What's that?
Maybe just let us walk down the street.
Just let you the street? All right, listen, I just want to wish you a happy birthday. Listen, I don't want to bother you guys are amazing.
Thank you guys, thank you.
Which I thought that was really nice, because sometimes people don't respond to paparazzi in the best way, but he was just like very nice and like calm and collected and was like, hey man, like, let me just be, it's my birthday. And then the paparazzi was like, okay, yeah, no, I get it. Kylie Jenner posted a 20-minute YouTube video yesterday of her and her big sis Khloe Kardashian doing a drunk getting ready video where they drank Don Julio and did their makeup. So those videos are like super popular with makeup, like YouTubers
and
makeup
getting drunk
bloggers.
And doing stuff?
Like kind of like getting ready with me, like while like
okay.
Drunk getting ready. So it's like they're like maybe pre-gaming or something like that. They're super popular amongst like makeup vloggers.
Why don't you do one? Live the web, girl. Like, you're just smashing some like some drinks and putting
some
on makeup.
Claws and putting on makeup.
You should do it. I bet her Instagram would go wild.
Maybe. I'll think about
Pork it. Pork Chop, will you do it if she won't?
Okay.
Just a little blush.
Oh, gosh.
Consider
I would
it.
Not like to see him even attempt to do makeup. So, Kylie did it to help promote her 22nd birthday collection that just came out. And the video had surprise appearances from Kris Jenner, her boyfriend Corey Gamble, her BFF Sophia Richie, and a FaceTime call from Kim Kardashian and her kids. And in total, Khloe had 11 shots and Kylie had 7.
That's insane.
I know. I saw part of it.
That had
it's
to been
so,
water.
So funny. No, it was real.
I don't believe
and
that.
And you could tell. You could tell that they were like drunk. It was so funny. I haven't watched a full thing, but I'm excited to.
Live the web, girl, with the garbage. Thank you so much.